Welcome to the Bree Podcast. I'm Emma Reed.
And I'm Marcus Hale. Today, a new head-to-head benchmark claims a big closed model hallucinates three times as much as a smaller open one, and developers are paying attention.
So there's a new head-to-head hallucination benchmark making the rounds, and the numbers are pretty stark.
Yeah, I saw this start with a Hacker News thread titled GPT 5.5 hallucinates 3x more than MIT-licensed GLM 5.2.
Right, and the core idea is that we might be chasing the wrong thing. The original article argues that just making models bigger is not the way, and the test result they cite is that GPT 5.5 hallucinated roughly three times as often as the openly licensed GLM 5.2.
I think what makes this land differently is that GLM 5.2 isn't some tiny toy model. It's heavily optimized, but it's also smaller and available under an MIT license.
Exactly. The immediate consequence we're seeing is a real shift in conversation. Engineers in the thread are asking, why am I paying for a huge closed model if the smaller open one is more reliable in production?
And it's not just cost, it's debuggability. If you're running an MIT licensed model on your own hardware, you can actually inspect failure modes instead of trying to prompt engineer hallucinations away.
The tricky part is that it's one benchmark from one article, so we don't know yet how the two models compare on reasoning depth or multi-step tasks. But the narrow claim that bigger didn't mean more accurate here is holding up pretty loudly in developer circles. Okay, on to a personnel move that's got the AI crowd talking. John Jumper just announced he's leaving Google DeepMind after almost 9 years to join Anthropic.
Right, the headline is simple, but the backstory makes it worth unpacking. Jumper led the team behind AlphaFold, the system that cracked protein structure prediction. That work won a Nobel Prize in chemistry last year, shared with his DeepMind colleague Demis Hassabis.
So this isn't a routine hire. He's one of the people who turned a grand scientific challenge into a practical tool used by, what, 2 million biologists now?
Over 2 million, yeah. AlphaFold 2 essentially solved the protein folding problem for the kinds of predictions researchers need day to day. And Jumper's move to Anthropic lands at a particular moment. He said he wants to focus on using AI to accelerate science, which lines up with Anthropic's recent push into biology. They just published a paper on mapping brain systems in their models, and their CEO has been talking publicly about a cancer moonshot.
So DeepMind loses the scientist most associated with its biggest public success outside of language models?
That's the concrete consequence people are flagging. DeepMind's been restructuring, merging its research and applied AI sides, and several notable names have departed since the Nobel announcement, though for different reasons. Jumper specifically wrote, "After nearly 9 years, I'm ready for a new adventure. No hostility, but the timing is striking."
Norway just told elementary schools to stop using AI in class, making it one of the strictest positions any country has taken so far.
Right, and this isn't a temporary nudge. The government effectively banned the use of AI tools like chatbots for young students, citing concerns over data privacy and children's cognitive development.
The decision follows a wave of reports showing kids outsourcing thinking to chatbots, which was the second part of the story. A big education study just dropped showing that students who relied heavily on AI scored worse on problem-solving tests when the tool was removed. So the context here is a direct collision between edtech enthusiasm and cognitive science. Norway's regulators reviewed internal findings that mirrored those broader skill loss studies, concluding that the convenience of AI undermines the productive struggle kids need to learn. And a concrete consequence, Norwegian schools must now revert to pre-AI methods for grades 1-7, retraining teachers to design AI-free lesson plans immediately. That retraining is legally binding. Schools that fail to comply risk losing state funding, which ties the ban to budgets, not just guidelines. Exactly. So this isn't a wait-and-see moment. Norway moved from observing the skill loss data to enforcing a structural firewall in elementary education. A rocket company founded by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt just landed a deal with NASA, and it is headed straight for Mars.
Wait, Schmidt has a rocket company? I know him from Google, not from launch pads.
A lot of people missed it. The firm is called Relativity Space, and the news is that NASA selected it for a Mars mission. So this is not some concept study. They are flying actual hardware to another planet.
Exactly, and it builds on something specific. Relativity already has a NASA contract for a small tipping point technology mission, so the agency clearly trusts their platform.
Right, so the context is that NASA is betting on a younger private company for a deep space job instead of only relying on the usual aerospace giants. The concrete consequence is pretty stark. This singles out Relativity as a credible player in interplanetary launch, which could scramble the competitive landscape for Mars contracts going forward. So here is a small but confusing signal. Amazon made two moves about artificial intelligence almost simultaneously, and they appear to contradict each other.
Right, I noticed that too. On one hand, they announce a partnership. Specifically, they are building a new supercomputer with OpenAI that is supposed to be the largest AI compute cluster ever made available through a cloud provider.
Exactly. The scale is enormous. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of custom chips called Trainium. That is a specialized processor Amazon designed to accelerate machine learning. And they are framing this as making Amazon Web Services the best place to run frontier models.
But then, almost like a deleted scene, the trade publication asterisk, the Wrap asterisk, reports Amazon Studios is no longer moving forward with a feature film about Sam Altman's firing and return to OpenAI.
And that timing makes you pause. The film was being developed with the producers of asterisk, The Apprentice asterisk, and was supposed to adapt a big dramatic Bloomberg article about the boardroom chaos that led to Altman being forced out for about 5 days and then reinstated.
One concrete consequence here is a quiet de-risking. Amazon Studios is not a charity. It greenlights or kills projects for its own business reasons. But when you see an almost direct content tie to a partner's internal drama being dropped right as the partnership is unveiled, it stops looking like a coincidence.
It looks like reputational housekeeping. Short term, Amazon loses a potential prestige drama, but long term, the signal is clear. Securing the supercomputer deal is a priority, and a movie about your new partner's most unstable moment feels like a risk not worth taking.
And we should note, of course, that neither Amazon nor the producers have given an explicit reason why the movie was dropped. So this is us reading the timing, which is genuinely striking.
Hyundai just closed the deal to take full control of Boston Dynamics, buying out the remaining stake from SoftBank.
Right, and this wasn't a sudden move. The two companies have been tied together since Hyundai initially bought a controlling share back in 2021.
Exactly. What's new is that SoftBank is now completely out, which leaves Hyundai as the sole owner and puts a clear end to the years where Boston Dynamics bounced between big tech backers. And the price tag on this full buyout tells its own story. Hyundai put in about $400 million to snap up that last piece, which actually values Boston Dynamics lower than when SoftBank first bought it from Google in 2017, even though the robots are more capable now. For context, SoftBank paid over $1 billion for it back then, and then sold the majority to Hyundai a few years later at a valuation around $1.1 billion. So the concrete consequence here is that Hyundai now fully owns what is arguably the most advanced bipedal and quadrupedal robotics lab in the world, but at a discounted price, which says a lot about how hard it still is to turn that tech into steady revenue. A satellite analysis just mapped something a bit unsettling across the globe, deliberate GPS signal tampering, and it's happening at a scale researchers hadn't confirmed until now.
Right, and this isn't about a few isolated jammers. The data shows persistent spoofing and interference hotspots stretching across large areas, some tied to conflict zones where navigation relies heavily on those signals.
The concrete risk here is that a ship or plane's navigation screen could look perfectly normal while the real position is off, silently. And because the satellite view reveals it as systematic rather than accidental, regulators now have a map of exactly where trust in GPS is being actively eroded. Bobby Prince, the composer behind the soundtracks for Doom, Wolfenstein 3D, and Duke Nukem 3D, has died.
That's one of those names where the music is instantly in your head the moment you hear it. Those crunchy MIDI riffs really defined the feel of early 90s first-person shooters in a way that later orchestral scores rarely matched.
Exactly. He used a library of stock orchestral hits and heavy metal style grit on tight hardware to make Wolfenstein's Nazi corridors feel menacing, and later gave Doom its urgency with tracks built around borrowed riffs that still get cited in metal circles today.
And because those games have been endlessly re-released and modded over 3 decades, his work keeps finding new ears, a very concrete reminder that a game's sonic signature outlasts the engine it ran on.
Someone claiming the handle Custerdesign just posted they've made progress on Linear A using a custom AI decoding pipeline. You know, the Minoan script that's been unreadable for over 3,000 years.
And it's important to say right away, this isn't peer-reviewed or even backed by an institution, but the core idea is training a model on Linear B's sound values and applying them back to Linear A signs that share the same shape.
The concrete outcome so far is a partial glossary. The user says fertility-related terms keep surfacing, which would fit a palace economy tracking crops and offerings.
So if the draft holds, we'd finally have a narrative thread from those clay tablets, though for now it's one person's experiment sitting on a public forum without linguistic vetting.
Norway just gave the official go-ahead for the world's first full-scale ship tunnel instead, and the idea is almost audaciously simple. Drill a mile-long channel straight through a peninsula instead of sending ships around it.
That stretch of the Stadhavet Sea is notorious even for experienced crews. You get wind, waves, and currents colliding in ways that create some of the most dangerous waters along the Norwegian coast.
The tunnel will be about 57 meters wide and tall enough to clear larger coastal vessels, which means the main consequence is practical, a safer, predictable year-round passage that skips the weather lottery entirely. A small but telling friction point popped up with Google Workspace and Firefox.
Telling how? I saw the headline but wasn't sure if it's just a warning or a real block.
Users started seeing a threat screen inside Workspace saying future access might require a supported browser, and Firefox wasn't on that list. The immediate context is Google's pattern of tightening its own ecosystem boundaries first before rolling rules to everyone else.
And the concrete consequence, if it moves from threat to actual block, is that anyone relying on Firefox for Gmail or Docs would be forced to switch browsers just to keep working. That's not a speculative redesign, that's losing one click away from their daily flow. Okay, Marcus, so I was reading about this month's Windows 11 updates, and honestly, it's a bit of a mess. The story is that the latest cumulative patch seems to have seriously broken the recycle bin. Broken like it disappears, or broken like it doesn't work? Exactly the latter. Users are reporting that when you empty it, it just shows a spinning wheel and never completes. At the same time, the update is causing File Explorer to hang, and there's a separate conflict with OneDrive that can lock up entire PCs and make them unstable.
So the concrete consequence is pretty immediate for anyone who installed it. You're basically left with no reliable way to clean up temporary files, and the whole system feels fragile until Microsoft issues a fix.
That was a lot today. We saw a Nobel-winning AI scientist leave DeepMind for Anthropic, Norway ban classroom AI in elementary schools, in Relativity Space land a NASA Mars contract. We also looked at GPS spoofing at a global scale, Hyundai taking full ownership of Boston Dynamics, and an amateur claim about decoding linear A.
Plus Amazon's contradictory AI signals, that hallucination benchmark shaking up model choices, and a Windows update that broke the recycle bin. Thanks for listening to the Bri Podcast. I'm Marcus Hale.